This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yvonne is in San Marcos. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Yvonne, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy does, you'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, Yvonne, I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Trisha Yearwood added to her lengthy list of career accolades on Monday when she was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false? There are over 3,250 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think the Walk of Fame is that large. I'm going to go with false.
Mark Paul Gosselaar recently admitted to dating all three of his Saved by the Bell leading ladies, with his relationship to Lark Voorhees, a.k.a. Lisa Turtle, lasting the longest, 3 years. Who did Mark play on Saved by the Bell?
Screech?
Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal made their opening night debut of their play Othello on Broadway earlier this week. Considered one of his greatest works, who wrote Othello?
I have no idea.
The Office celebrated its 20th anniversary since premiering this week in 2005. The Office romance that still has many swooning was between John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer's characters. What were their names?
My son's going to kill me. John and Sarah.
And finally, Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak were spotted holding hands in L.A. just 1 week after he accompanied her to an awards show. Anderson is one half of the Grammy-winning duo Silk Sonic. Who is the other singer?
Oh, my God, you're killing me today.
You know what? I seem to be having that effect on in women in general, it seems. What a drag. I don't know, man. Striking out right and left. Yvonne did 1 out of 5 today, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, Trisha Yearwood added to her lengthy list of career accolades on Monday when she was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false? There are over 3,250 stars on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
I have no idea. It seems to be a specific number, so I'll say true.
Yvonne theorized that she didn't think it was that long, and she was right. Trisha's star marked the 2,805th star. Totally random question, you know. 1-0, Yvonne. Mark Paul Gosselaar recently admitted to dating all three of his Saved by the Bell leading ladies. His relationship to Lark Voorhees, a.k.a. Lisa Turtle, lasting the longest, 3 years. What a dog. Who did Mark play on Saved by the Bell?
Zach.
I'll take Zach. Zach Morris. Yvonne didn't know. 1-1. Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal made their opening night debut of the play Othello on Broadway earlier this week. Considered one of his greatest works. Who wrote Othello?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Little guy named William Shakespeare did okay for himself. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, The Office celebrated its 20th anniversary since premiering this week in 2005. The Office romance that still has many swooning was between John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer's characters. What were their names?
Jim and Pam.
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley. I've been back on an Office kick. I can have The Office and or Modern Family on in the background mm-hmm. when I'm house cleaning or cooking or writing the college. And it just on a continuous loop. Doesn't matter what episode it is. I'll just keep it rolling. And yesterday, all day, it was The Office. All right, anyway, it's now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak were spotted holding hands in L.A. just 1 week after he accompanied her to an awards show. Anderson is one half of the Grammy-winning duo Silk Sonic. Who is the other singer?
Oh, what's his name? Oh, I love him too.
You're a huge fan of his.
I know. You know I know him. Why can't I come up with his name? He's so cute and little.
He's so cute and little.
He is little. He's very small.
He is a huge,
I'm
massive.
Just totally having a blank.
I hope we get a chance to interview him.
I was just going to say, I hope we get to see Anderson. He's at Stagecoach this year.
Oh, that's
He's
right.
doing a DJ set. They just announced it this week. So excited.
That's awesome. Well, maybe he'll bring his duo in Silk Sonic out. His name is Bruno Mars.
Bruno! Dang it. I just couldn't come up with it.
Well, okay. We figured that out. Today, Yvonne, Tammy beats you by a score of 3-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
We do. You'll be joining us now for KSON's Leading Ladies Live. Avrianna, CeCe, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June. It's at Beach House at Belmont Park on May 15th.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful day, Yvonne. We appreciate you. Before you leave, however, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Yvonne in San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.